Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Mind at Mind Development and Design. We have again on our show special guest Mark Schaefer, who has been on twice before discussing his book, The Content Code. If you don't have it, you really need to get it. It's if you don't understand social media, if you don't understand what internet marketing has evolved into at this point, I can't think of a book that is an easier read because it makes so much sense. And everything that is explained in terms that we can all understand. There's no talking over your head and that kind of stuff. And Mark, thanks for coming back on the podcast today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a delight talking to you, and I've enjoyed talking about my book.
Well, this time around, we're going to talk, because when you and I were in contact before getting on the podcast, I asked you, what do you like to do when, and I've got to think this has got to be a hard question right now. What do you like to do with your free time? You're in the middle of writing a new book, and do you want to say a thing or two about that again?
Sure. Well, what I do, I mean, I think this will be my sixth book in 7 years, and I don't have a plan to write a book consistently like that. But what happens is if I find a difficult problem that a lot of my clients and students are struggling with, I kind of get obsessed with it. And so the problem that I solved with the content code book that we've been discussing is, how do we get our message heard in a very noisy world? And the issue that I'm dealing with in my new book, which is going to be called Known, which will be out in early 2017, it'll be out before March is the hope, is that I've observed that a lot of people coming to me for advice, I kept finding myself giving the same answer over and over again. So people would say, I want to get to the next level in my business and be seen as an authority in my field. I want to write a book. I want to start a speaking career. I want to be invited to teach at a university, or I want to be invited to a board in my industry. How do I do that? And the answer I kept giving over and over again was, well, you have to be known. And I thought, well, this isn't really fair that I'm telling people they need to be known without a process they can follow to do that. And so one of the things I've been studying is there a repeatable, scalable process for people to become known in their field? So I've been interviewing dozens and dozens of people. I think I'm over 70 people at this point. And there is, as a matter of fact, there is a repeatable, basically four-step process. Every single person I spoke to followed this same process. It's hard work. It takes a lot of patience. But I'm convinced that anybody who wants to be known and is willing to put in the effort can do it. And so this book will teach people how to do it. And I'm so excited because I think it's going to help a lot of people. I've learned so much by writing this book, and I think people who read it will have a lot of fun reading it. There's some amazing stories in the book, inspiring stories in the book from every kind of field you can think of. I've interviewed people from education, construction, banking, fashion, art, sports, you name it. It's somewhere in the book, I'm sure. So that'll be coming out soon.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I don't mean to be placating, but I am. I have no doubt it's going to be tough for you to top the content code.
I know,
with all due respect, but doggone it.
I've done it.
No doubt it's going to be good.
I know I've done it.
So you feel that in your heart, don't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, quick question here. We're gonna play a game of outdoor kayaking and tennis facts. We do this on the show. you know, I had to narrow it down a little bit.
This will be short.
Yeah. I did want to ask a question real quick here. You're based out of northeastern Tennessee. My folks live live about an hour 15 minutes south of where you are there. Are you and your family okay are you safe with what's going on with the wildfires up there?
Yeah, it's really a very, very tragic situation, and we're certainly we're quite upset, to be honest with you, because the fires have really destroyed a lot of the places that we love in the Smoky Mountains. It's destroyed communities and homes, and we're praying for all the people that have been disrupted. As we're recording this episode, there are about 20,000 people who have been evacuated or living in shelters and gymnasiums and churches right now. So we're doing what we can to help those people out. But it's going to take a long recovery. It's really a historic event, a historic fire. It's the largest wildfire that we know of in the history of Tennessee. I think it's up to 15,000 acres or something like that have been destroyed.
Word.
And we've had 3 months of severe drought. We haven't had rain for 3 months. And you combine that with we had 60-mile-an-hour winds the other night, and the fires just went out of control. And luckily, yesterday and today, we've been having heavy rain, which will help the firefighting efforts there. But so things will be getting better, but a lot has been destroyed.
I was just down at my folks last week for Thanksgiving with my daughters. And there's a place in Dayton, Tennessee that's known by the locals as Pocket Wilderness. And my girls and I go hiking out there every time we're down there. And there's a spring there. Mm. And we get a big kick out of going out and filling up our water bottles at the spring. And mm-hmm. I've got this thing about springs. If I'm hiking, camping, or whatever, I must find a spring if there is one to be found. And, you know, we went out there because you were talking about you've had so many months of drought. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find the spring. We finally found where it was supposed to be, but there was nothing coming out of it. I mean, it was dry as a bone. Could not believe it. We walked past it, and we were like, wait a second. We've been walking for a long time, and that's when it really hit me just how much of a drought y'all have had down there.
Yeah, I've got places on my property. I mean, these are like unlandscaped places on my property that are cracking open like the desert.
Oh my word!
You could put your whole hand down in right into the land because these big crevices are forming because all the moisture is gone. So it's really been bad here, but you know, like I said, we've had 2 days of rain. It's been at least 3 months since we've had any rain at all here. So hopefully things will be coming back to normal.
Well, starting with these outdoor facts, this first one actually is pertinent to our discussion here, and it kind of gives me chills because when I put these together, I didn't realize the impact or the magnitude of what's going on there. So the first outdoor facts question, true or false, over 100,000 wildfires occur every year in the United States alone.
That's probably true.
It is. I couldn't believe it. 100,000 wildfires, and not all of them this big, obviously, but I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, and it's something we don't normally even think about here, because the Smoky Mountains where I live is designated as a temperate rainforest. So rain is typically not a problem here, but this has been certainly an extraordinary time.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So second question, What do you think of Cade's Cove?
I like Cade's Cove.
I love that place.
At the right time. Cade's Cove is a big popular valley in the Smoky Mountain National Park. And if you go there at the right time, it can be an absolute joy. If you go at a very busy time, the traffic of cars crawling around this 11-mile loop, stopping to see every deer can be a little crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Best times I've had there with my parents and with my kids, it's been when there's not been really
right.
much traffic at all. Seen bear, yeah. seen wolves, seen mm-hmm. plenty of turkey, mm-hmm. and of course deer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love that place, and I love Little River down there in Townsend, Tennessee.
Oh,
I go there's a corner there in Townsend where there's a great swimming hole, clear as can be, and I call it my Smoky Mountain baptism. I go there whenever I visit.
That's probably 15 miles from where I live, from my home, from where I'm speaking to you right now. Yeah. Yep.
Boy, I'm envious. So
yeah. we often go into the Smoky Mountains, and I'll turn to my wife, I'll say, and the best part is we live here.
Yes. All right, true or false? When you're camping in a tent, a mouse can squeeze through a hole as small as the circumference of a ballpoint pen.
You know, I've heard a quarter of an inch. So I could go either way on this one. But, a ballpoint pen sounds a little small to me, but the official number I've seen is a quarter of an inch. So I'll say false.
It actually, if it's a little bigger than the circumference of a ballpoint pen, you're right. If it's a little bigger than the circumference of a ballpoint pen, they can squeeze through because they have a soft skull.
Yeah.
Which I never knew until I looked this stuff up, because I like to find absurd facts.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Well, you haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
True or false? Mosquitoes can smell the carbon dioxide in a human's breath from up to 100 feet away. True or false?
True.
Absolutely is true. That was another one. I'd heard that as a rumor when I was a kid in my science class. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of popped up here. I thought, you know, I wonder if that is actually true.
Well, you know, the crazy thing, this is kind of I'll throw a fact back at you.
Please.
I mean, where I live, we're surrounded by lakes and rivers. So there's water everywhere. And you would think that we would have a huge mosquito and insect problem here. And it's surprising to everybody who visits around here is that around the lakes, we don't have mosquitoes at all. Very, very rarely. And the reason is it's because the lakes in our area are flood controlled. So the mosquitoes or whatever bugs might be around, they'll lay their eggs along the shore of the lake. Then in the winter, the lake goes down. The level of the lake where I live drops as much as 4 or 5 feet. And what happens is then it's exposed to the cold and the eggs are killed. So they have a hard time reproducing because there's not a kind of a standard level of still standing water around. So at least around the lakes and rivers around here, we don't have a big bug problem that you might expect.
That's fascinating, because when you first said that, I thought, well, it kind of makes sense maybe along the streams and all, because the water's constantly moving. Mm-hmm. But when you said the lakes, I had no idea. That's awesome. Thanks for throwing that fact back.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to do a little bit of tennis here.
Okay.
In 1986, yellow tennis balls were used for the first time in what classic pro tennis tournament?
Well, I'll take a guess and say Wimbledon.
You're right. It was. My brother's like the biggest tennis fan ever. He still plays tennis. He got me into it when I was younger and more, I don't know, in better shape, but always loved the game. But yeah, yellow tennis balls were used for the first time in 1986 in Wimbledon. And another quick Wimbledon question for you here. In 1985, an unseeded 17-year-old German tennis player completed a trifecta. He was the youngest Wimbledon champion and both the first German and first unseeded player to win the tournament. Can you name him?
Boris Becker.
You got it. I still remember watching him play then, and his serve, it's like as soon as it left his racket, it's like, where did it go? Mm-hmm. How are you going to return that? And then finally, given that you live in the Smoky Mountains, mm-hmm. one last question. What is your favorite place to hike?
Actually, one of the things that's really special about the place that we live is that the entire Tennessee-North Carolina border, we live near the border of the state. The entire border is either national park or national forest. And then we've also got national parks and national forests north of us, west of us, and even south of us. So this is like the outdoor capital of the world. And my favorite place to hike is actually a little bit south of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park in the Cherokee National Forest.
Beautiful there.
And the reason I like it is because it's, first of all, it's a lot less crowded than the Smoky Mountains. Everybody wants to go to the Smokies, and for very good reason.
Yep.
But if you go to Cherokee National Forest, it's the same mountains and the same forest, but it's a lot less crowded. And there's an area down there called Bald River Falls, where there's this enormous surging waterfall right at the beginning of the hike, and then you follow the river really for miles and miles and miles, as long as you would like, and there's just amazing rock formations and cascades and waterfalls, and you hardly ever see anybody there. So that's one of my favorite hikes.
Never been to Bald River Falls, but heard about it and seen pictures, and that's definitely on me and my wife's list.
Not that, probably not that far from Dayton. It would be closer than the Smoky Mountains.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, Mark, again, thanks for coming on here. Thanks for being so gracious with your time, and I wish you all the best with the new book, and I can't wait to see it. It's Mark Schaefer, author of The Content Code and his upcoming book Known, and you said that's going to be out by the spring?
Yes, my goal is that it'll be out in late February or early March.
Well, thank you again, Mark.
My pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.